And welcome to another edition of Native Connections Radio.
Hello, community. My name is Shannon Wilhite.
And I'm Eric.
And we're joining you today to talk about suicide prevention that we have taken from this great book, Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. Eric and I run a SAMHSA grant called Native Connections in the Behavioral Health Department at Kamau Medical Center. It's a youth and young adult suicide and substance use prevention grant. Last week, we spoke about what to say and not to say. This is our ninth show, Impulsive Behavior, ADHD, which is Attention Deficit and Hyperactivity Disorder, and Suicide. If you have any questions, please call us at 625-4261, extension 0401. We're still in the COVID crisis, and it looks like this could extend for some time now. So now more than ever, we need to take care of our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. Suicide is a real issue in Indian Country and here in Hoopa. Although there are so many deaths, it's not something that's really talked about. That's why we're addressing it here. Taking the first step to talk is the first step in healing. We want everyone to become comfortable talking to someone about suicide because it will help them. So let's get started on this show, Impulsive Behavior, ADHD, and Suicide.
Impulsive behavior has several definitions, but the definition that relates most to suicide is having a predisposition toward rapid, unplanned reactions to internal or external stimuli without regard to the negative consequences of these reactions, which basically means it's a knee-jerk reaction that's highly charged and highly emotional based upon what just happened to you in your environment. And because it's highly emotional, you're unable to think clearly. In most cases, the most likely cause of impulsive behavior is ADHD, a disorder that makes it difficult for individuals to focus, practice self-control, or think before they act. More and more individuals are struggling with ADHD. The exact percentage differs depending on how ADHD is measured. The American Pediatric Association has stated that 5% of children have ADHD and that number has continued to grow. ADHD has become one of the most common conditions that children struggle with. Those with ADHD are more likely than those without ADHD to develop other mental health and behavioral issues, as well as anxiety, depression, and self-injury. These are similar to the issues suicidal individuals are struggling with. ADHD also increases impulsivity, which is often an overlooked risk factor for suicide. Remember that for most people who attempt to die by suicide, they do not make the decision impulsively. However, people who are suicidal lean more towards impulsivity than those who are not. Just because someone is impulsive does not mean they will attempt a suicide. Many different factors build into losing a life to suicide. They're not spur-of-the-moment decisions or come out of the blue. The research about suicide and ADHD or impulsivity is split. Research results suggest that there is a connection between ADHD and suicidal behavior among teenagers, while other research suggests that impulsive individuals are more likely than individuals who are not impulsive to act on the feelings or thoughts of suicide. Even though there is not enough evidence to build a strong association between impulsivity and suicide, it's important to be aware of the possible connection.
Though not all children who have ADHD attempt suicide, it is important to recognize the disorder early and get your child the help they need. If you feel like your child has ADHD, have them be evaluated by a doctor or professional therapist. If your child is diagnosed with ADHD, I encourage you to learn all you can about impulsivity. And this is the end of our show. Next week, we'll be talking about training for suicide prevention and social media and the internet. Thank you and be well.
So, Annette, if you know someone who needs immediate help, please call any of these numbers, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255, the National Crisis Text Line. You can text HOME to 741-741. The Humboldt County Crisis Line, 707-445-7715. Two Feathers Crisis Line. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and their number is 707-382-0629. There's Strong Hearts Native Helpline, 1-844-7-NATIVE, and they're from 7 to 10 p.m. daily. You can call Kamau Behavioral Health. Counselors are available. Their number is 625-4261, extension 0450. These numbers are all on the Native Connections Facebook page.
This has been a KIDE Community Connections program. Native Connections Radio is a production of Kamau Medical Center's Behavioral Health Department. It is hosted and produced by Shannon Wilhite and Eric Reese. It is recorded and engineered at the KIDE Studio 91 by Joseph Orozco. Each Native Connection program is available as an audio file at www.kidefm.org, download podcast tab, health. The next Native Connections radio program runs next Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. news block hours. We thank you for listening.